Well, welcome in our first of the many weekly conversations we'll have with Coach Joe Lentz of the Ben Davis Lady Giants. Coach, last night the win over Cathedral 76-39. Take me through that win and getting off on the right foot this season.
Well, it certainly was getting off on the right foot. We started off like almost always every season, the very first few minutes of the game. Everybody's a little nervous, a little uptight, and we started off a little slowly. We got some energy going toward the end of the first quarter. We changed up offenses a little bit. They did a really nice job coming out and spreading a 3-2 zone and covering some areas. And then we made a little adjustment and began to get the ball inside and hit a couple shots and spread the lead a little bit. Third quarter, we really took off with a 30-point quarter, that kind of ended their hopes from there.
Talking about Darian Royston's play a little bit, she got into double figures last night, 11 points score. You had three players in double figures, but Darian Royston, talk about her play and how we should be expecting her to put up these numbers again and again.
Well, we hope she can put up those kind of numbers again and again. She was 2-for-2 from the field or from two-point range and 2-for-2 from three-point range, and that's what we, obviously we hope for everybody to be able to shoot that well. But she came off the bench, gave us a nice lift, a little bit of energy, and when you make shots, the great things happen then.
Certainly, and coming up this Saturday, Coach, in your single day shootout here at Ben Davis, you play Hamilton Southeastern and Fishers, two teams that you lost to last year. So Hamilton Southeastern was a 60-57 loss, so definitely a close game there. How do you rebound and get these two teams coming up on Saturday?
Well, Hamilton Southeastern is going to be one of the better teams in the area, in the state. They've got the Parrish girl, who's a bona fide big-time Division I player, and a couple others that are really good college-level players as well. And they're well coached, and so they're going to be a load. I think I'm not saying that we can't compete with them by any stretch of the imagination, but we're going to have to execute offensively and really put the pressure on them with our defense, which last night we did pick up our defensive effort. I was very much impressed with the gains we made from our scrimmage to our first game after last night.
All players played last night that were on the varsity roster, and all players got into the scoring column. Is this something we should expect this season as all players contributing across the board?
All players contributing, yes. I can't guarantee everybody's going to score all the time, but we're going to try to play an up-tempo game. We're going to apply really good pressure defensively, and of course that can wear people down, and if we can sub, we're more likely to wear the other team down than we are to get worn down.
Well, certainly, Coach, and obviously replacing Nia Clark from last year, has that been done by committee, or has there been a certain player that has kind of stepped up into her leadership role as well as her role on the court?
Well, I think it is kind of both. It's a committee, but then some other players have stepped up. We've been getting some great leadership out of Ambria Winsey, who came on with 17 second-half points last night as our leading scorer. She had a great second half, made some adjustments herself. Kira Goss is kind of the unsung hero so many times because she just does everything well. She's our rebounder. She dishes off assists. She defended their best player last night and held her to 10 points, a player that was expected, according to the Indiana Star, to average near 20 a game. And Kira, held her down considerably. And we've just got some leadership all over the board. Janiyah Petty has stepped up. She's a great leader in the locker room. Jada Coleman has improved her game. Sherelle Newsom had a really nice game last night. Didn't look, there was a little stretch there where she was really impressive, nailed down a couple of jumpers and did a nice job. But she distributed the ball well and played good defense, did a really nice job for us.
Coach, if you had to pick a couple things to improve before Saturday, especially with the talent that you face in Hamilton Southeastern, what would those things be coming up for this weekend?
We're going to have to improve our free throw shooting a bunch. We were 10-for-21 from the line. That's got to be a top priority. We've got to be able to rotate better defensively because we trap a lot, and if we don't rotate well against a good team, we could get hurt badly. We're going to have to make sure we stay solid on the boards because HSE's got some height.
All right, Coach, thanks for joining us, and we look forward to working with you all season long.
Same here.
All right, this has been Coach Lentz, our weekly conversation, and we thank you for tuning in. We'll talk to him next week. This has been our weekly conversation with Coach Joe Lentz, the head coach here of the Ben Davis Lady Giants.